fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Sunday, February 7th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. One of the more controversial things in the world of logistics is cameras. When push comes to shove, a lot of insurance companies recommend in the logistical world that dash cams be used in case of an accident so that they know exactly what happened. Was the driver overworked? Was it in fact just some dumb insert your descriptive adjective for bad driver in a Prius, just cut off a truck and caused the problem? That's the whole point of the dash cam. However, a lot of drivers dislike it, mostly because a lot of these same systems also want a camera to point at the driver. Not everyone is comfortable around cameras. In fact, a lot of people who are in the logistical world don't like being on camera in the first place. You can theorize forward and backward until the sun goes out as to why, but it is just the nature of the beast. So then when you hear that Amazon plans to install AI powered cameras into delivery vehicles, you can imagine just how much I go, "Whoo boy." And you know what I love? Tech media, when they hear this, their first concern, "Oh, but isn't the general public going to be concerned that those cameras going to be used to film everything?" I hate to break it to tech media, but there are already dash cams that record everything. There's YouTube channels out there of nothing but dash cam footage compilations. We're past that point. We're kind of missing the whole point here. But here's the real question. What Amazon plans on having them be AI powered is to occasionally look at the driver, see if they are yawning or showing any signs of fatigue, and then forcing said driver to take a 15-minute break. That seems fine on paper until you're the one behind the wheel and you're perfectly alert, you're perfectly able to drive, and you just, "Man, God, this red light's going on to a..." "No, I don't want to take a 15-minute... No, AI van, why?" I see a lot of potential for this to get really, really messy. And I, for one, am not a fan. But who knows? Maybe I'll be proven wrong. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.